The college experience, Tulsa Golden Hurricane at the South Florida Bowls preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season continues at MyBookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet with the promo code SGP20. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP20 to get a free $20 bet with your first deposit only at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Sean Green. Yes, pre-order Sean Green's latest comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, for only $3.99. That's right, $3.99. Just head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. Welcome to the college experience, Tulsa Golden Hurricane at South Florida, the South Florida Bowls style. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and we're picking Friday night primetime action. And we're picking a Dundee. We got a Dundee special here. This is a Pick Dundee special. Tulsa, South Florida. Just both these teams meeting an AAC, an American Conference game that should be a good one. You look at this game and you see, okay, you get South Florida, who's just, in my opinion, they've been kind of trash this year. They're currently 1-4. Their one win coming against the Citadel, where that game was even misleading. It was 27-6, but even at that, the Citadel punted a ball 0 yards for a touchdown. Like, so they punted out of their end zone, or the South Florida punt returner, not the player they designed to return the punt, but a guy who caught the ball in the end zone. So the punter punted out of the back of the end zone, and he muffed it and then ends up kicking it, and it goes off the side of his foot, and a South Florida player catches it at the beginning of the end zone. So there he gets a 0 yard punt return for a touchdown. If you take away that, it was a 19-6 game. It was actually a little bit of a ball game. Then they, South Florida went to play Notre Dame, lost 52-0. Then they had their game canceled against Florida Atlantic. And then, Cincinnati beat them 28-7. And then ECU beat them 44-24. And then last week, where they kind of surprised at Temple, they only lost by 2 at Temple. We're still kind of wondering what kind of team this Temple team is, because you know, they just started playing 2 weeks ago. But that was a bit shocking to me. So they looked a lot better in that game, and now they take on Tulsa. And if you evaluate Tulsa, you know, I think the Tulsa is probably just happy to be playing this game, because I believe, let me count this here. I believe Tulsa's had, 4 of their games have been canceled already this season due to COVID-19. I am a proud owner of a Tulsa over 1.5, AAC wins, because that's all you could get. You couldn't get outright wins. They're 1-1, with their one loss being at Oklahoma State in a 16-7 game that was actually kind of bullshit. Should have at least been 16-14, because there was a really bad holding penalty on a play that Tulsa scored on. And then they beat UCF at UCF 34-26. I like this Tulsa team a lot. They actually got spring ball in, unlike most of these college football teams. And when you look at them, I think I think they're going to be a complete football team, playing good defense so far this year. At quarterback, they have Zach Smith, the Baylor transfer, who's 35 of 57, four touchdowns, just two picks, 7.7 yards of completion, completing 61% of the passes. I liked him at Baylor. I like him at Tulsa. First half of that UCF game, he struggled some, but second half, he really got it going. I expect to see more of the second half Zach Smith against South Florida. Then they have Denarik Prince at running back, 22 for 123. Hasn't scored yet, but getting 5.6 yards a carry. You'll see a good dosage of him. Take TK Wilkerson, who's 31 for 108 in a score. And don't forget about Corey Taylor, the second, 13 for 61. Those guys are all pretty solid runners, so I'd expect them to be able to get off against South Florida. And then receiving wise, you want to follow, I mean, I guess Josh Johnson, 7 for 132 and two scores. He leads the team in touchdowns for receiving, but Kalon Stokes, this kid's a stud. I remember watching him last year, 10 for 150, 15 yards a catch, only one score, but I think he's probably their best wideout. You also throw Sam Crawford Jr. in there, 8 for 97 and a score, and Juan Carlos Santana, four. I love that name, by the way, 4 for 28. That's a black magic woman, right? But then, I like this team. I mean, they could use the tight end a little better. James Palmer, their tight end, not many catches on the season, just one catch. Their starting tight end. So I'd like to see that. The kicking wise, they've been a little bit, they've used two different kickers, Zach Long and Tyler Tipton. They're 3 for 4 on extra points and 2 for 3 on field goals. Would like to see a little more consistency there. Defensively, I've been really impressed with this Tulsa defense, led by their linebacker play, Zaven Collins, Justin Wright, Trayvon Reeves, all Grant Sawyer, all making big time plays. Secondary is pretty good too, with Kendaren Ray, Ty Neal Martin, Christian Williams, and Evans and Green at corner. Jeez, I'm trying to pronounce this guy's name. I'm struggling. They got 7 sacks in 2 games though. That's impressive. And they also have 2 picks in 2 games. If they can continue that, I think they march to victory here. South Florida, on the other hand, bit of a mystery team. They've used a lot of different quarterbacks. I think they found their guy in Jordan McLeod, 72 of 112, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks, still only 6.7 yards of completion, but completing 64%. I watched the game last week against Temple. He does still throw some 50-50 balls that will have Tulsa pretty much watering in their mouths. Once they're watching the film, they're going to be saying, "Hey, man, we're going to have some opportunities for some pick sixes." So watch that, but they've also used Noah Johnson and Catravius Marsh at quarterback. Both have 21 passing attempts on the season. Running the ball wise, at South Florida run game is actually good. It's actually pretty good with Johnny Ford and Kelly Joyner Jr. Ford 47 for 265 and 3 scores, and Joyner Jr. 45 rushes, 205 yards and a score. Get those guys the ball and don't make turnovers. That's the formula for South Florida being able to win this game. Wideout wise, Devontrez Odoms Duke, 15 for 183, 2 scores. He's their best big play threat. They also got Latrell Williams, 13 for 159. Omarion Dollison, 7 for 148, 21 yards a catch. Maybe he's their home run threat. And Mitchell Brinkman at tight end, 9 for 116. They've used a lot of different options kicking the ball. They've had 3 different kickers this year. 11 of 12 on extra points, 2 of 4 on field goals. That's a concern for, I guess, both teams then. And defensively, they've had some issues punting the ball. They've actually had a ton of issues too. Had given up a lot of blocks, or if you want to call them blocks, just miscues, special teams and miscues. Defensively though, they've had issues too. I'd say if I had to pick a position that they're probably best at, it would probably be, I'm just going to say secondary. Cause they're sitting there with 6 interceptions on the year. Nick Roberts leads the team in tackles. Vincent Davis also in that secondary, and Mac Harris and Mike Hampton and KJ Sales lead that secondary. Linebacker wise, the one you want to circle is Antonio Greer Jr., second on the team in tackles, also has 3 sacks. Pretty impressive right there. And on the defensive line, I would probably lean their defensive tackle, Thad Mangum. Their top tackler on the D-line and fourth on the team in tackles. D-line needs to make a bigger impact, though. Just looking at this, I think Greer has all their sacks. Yeah, Greer has all their sacks. Their linebacker, Greer. So let's see that D-line come up and make some plays. If you're a South Florida fan, you want to see that. Vegas says this line is at 10. It will open up. It was at 9, 9.5. It's at 10 now. And this, I don't have Patty C's pick yet, but I'll tell you this. This is a Pick Dundee special here. I am locking up Tulsa minus 10. NC Nick is going to back me. He's locking up Tulsa minus 10. I think Tulsa is going to have just a talent advantage at almost every position. They got spring ball in. They're just a better group. And 10 points, I think, too little of a number. I plan to cash my over on 1.5 AAC wins also. So hopefully I can knock out 2 birds with 1 stone. This is a Dundee special, though. It's a lock. So come to the Land Down Under and walk out to Walkabout Creek with, you know, Pick Dundee in this special here. Take the Golden Hurricane. It's probably my favorite lock of the weekend. So you heard it here first. Take the Golden Hurricane. And by the way, if any Tulsa fans out there, any Oklahoma people, Pick Dundee is going to be, if all goes well, I will be in Oklahoma City and I may just be in Stillwater and I may just be in Tulsa in the next week. So if you're in the area and you're a college experience fan, let me know and I'll buy you a beer out at the bar or something. So yeah, you can find me at the Colby D on Twitter. Let me know. Also, guys, we're you know, huge fans of college football, college basketball. We just released a college basketball preview for the AAC, or sorry, for the ACC. So check that out. And yeah, subscribe. We're available on all platforms. The best thing you can really do for us is leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, because our sponsors look at that and they say, hey, people like these fools. Let me give them money. And then you're going to get more breakdowns like this game, and you'll have NC Nick here and Patty C once we just get to enough, a good enough spot to do this. But yeah, if you like that, you know, please do that, because that really helps us. And if you want a party belt, if you're part of D-Gen, you know, the D-Gen Nation out there, I'm giving away a party belt to the person that sends me the best party video at the Colby D on Twitter. All right. So check us out. A party belt. Picture Ric Flair's intercontinental belt that he won against some fucking wrestler in the 80s. I don't know. Arn Anderson. I don't know. And but this one says SGPN, D-Gens only, and it's got 2 beer cup holders in this thing. It's fantastic. Come on, man. Someone send me a party video. Let's have some competition here. I'm going to send you this thing, but I only have one of these things. So the winner for the most creative, the funniest fucking video. All right. I want to see some Bobby Petrino type stuff, some road rash on your face. You know what I mean? Maybe a neck brace, something party wise. What about Larry Astoria, the Iowa State basketball coach? That was like drinking a beer and smoking a joint with a bunch of chicks. That's what I want to see. Come on. Something like that. You can follow Patty C on Twitter at Patty C831. You can follow NC Nick on Twitter at NC_Nick. And if you're a first time listener, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game for 3.5 years now. So make sure you check us out. And we're still part of the Sports Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They're on Twitter at DSGP Network. Check out their NFL picks with comedian Bill Burr. Just did Saturday Night Live. That was fantastic. So please check us out. And this is the college experience. Tulsa minus 10, Pick Dundee lock style. You need to start thinking about yours. And we out.